Brother Alfred mentioned about the dove that Noah sent out, and she went out and came back to the ark and rested in the ark, and Noah picked her up, brought her in. There was also the raven that Noah sent out. He never came back. It found its joy in the carcasses and the dead people outside. Could we not see Ruth and Orpah in this? She told them to go back, and Ruth clave to her mother-in-law, but Orpah went back to her mother and to the idol worshippers. We could see the work of restoration in the life of Naomi. What about Ruth? I know the subject is Naomi, but we cannot avoid speaking about Ruth. What appealed to her to go back with Naomi? From the story, we know we could tell that Naomi must have told her daughters-in-law about the God of Israel. There's no doubt. And she must have mentioned to them what Brother Sam said in Deuteronomy 23, that an Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of God, even to the 10th generation. And still Ruth wants to go back. And she knows that God had ordained this. So what can she claim? Nothing but the grace of God. She must have told her also about the grace of God. When we learn from the other chapters, when she tells her mother-in-law, "Let me go and glean after him whom I will find." Where did she get that idea? That she can glean. She's a Moabite. And where is the idea of gleaning? She must have told her what God said. That we will study this perhaps next time. That when you reap your harvest, you leave the corners and the sheaves that fall down. Don't collect them back. You leave them to the poor and the stranger. And in another place it says, to the widow and the fatherless and the stranger. And she says to herself and to her mother-in-law, that was left to the poor, and I'm poor. To the widow, I'm a widow. To the fatherless, I have no father. To the stranger, I'm a stranger. So she casts herself on the grace of God. And this is the only way that one would be received. That is the gospel. It is not to have anything to claim before God, but to understand and come, as we have heard repeatedly, to the end of myself. And that is the grace of God, that the grace of God that brings salvation to all men. And you and I are one of those all men. You know, the law could not do that. And we learned this from Romans 8. What the law could not do, the law could not save me. Why? Because of my nature, the sinful nature that I have could not be improved. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of a sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. God has to come in with grace and nothing more than grace. And you cannot mix this with works. If it is grace, it is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. If it is works, it is no more grace. Otherwise, works is no more work. It has to be by the mere grace. And that is what Ruth is casting herself. And Boaz realized this. He said, a great recompense would be rewarded unto you who came that you may have shelter under the wings of the God of Israel. She came to have shelter under the wings of the God of Israel. So she tells her, wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Wherever you die, I will die and be buried. Your people shall be my people. But your God shall be my God. What did you like about the God of Israel? His grace, not only his grace, but his chastening hand impressed her. Naomi tells them, it grieveth me for your sakes, then the hand of the Lord is gone against me, in verse 11. It grieveth me for your sakes. I am the one who is subject to the discipline. But what grieves me is that you too, because of your relationship to me, are affected with this. So Ruth had realized in the God of Israel, he is the one that chastens. And is that good? Does that impress you? Very much. Her gods were dumb idols. But the God of Naomi is the God that goes after his people. He doesn't let go of them. If they go astray, he would go after them, even if he has to chasten them. Blessed be our God.